Hello and welcome to our special spin-off cybersecurity segment here, which is a quick fire look into the perspectives of those leading the way in cybersecurity. Joining us today is a senior security architect from AWS with a profound track record stretching from AWS cloud security implementations to designing robust security roadmaps for major financial institutions. Our guest's proficiency extends beyond merely safeguarding digital strongholds, but also in shaping the landscape of cloud security, compliance, and AI-driven solutions. Welcome, Amit Arora.
Thank you, Cameron. Nice introduction. Thanks for that.
We're so happy to have you. This is a much more conversational thing, and we want to take it in the direction of cloud security and covering many elements of that. But it's great to have you. It's great to have a recognized voice.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about my experiences and how things panned out for me and how, you know, the cloud engineers and cloud security engineers can take clues from my experience and, you know, carve their own niche out while they are on their journey.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. Well, let's dive straight into it. And my first question for you is, based on your extensive experience in cloud security, what key skills or experiences do you believe are critical for professionals looking to advance to senior roles in the field?
So I feel like I'm going to frame the answer of this question by giving you a context about my own career and looking at my own career when I was an engineer with, you know, some experience in my on my shoulders, like 3 to 4 years, and I was trying to figure out what should I do to move upwards. I feel like at that time, most of us, most of the cloud engineers, they are doing a decent job. They have a right kind of mindset and skill set to survive in that team, but they are too much consumed in their job at the hand. Like one engineer probably would be focused on identity, another one would be focused on data security, and they are focused on their silo areas. So I feel like when an engineer needs to move up, take their career forward, scale up, take a promotion, or make a job change, there must be some kind of change in mindset that happens, which brings the awareness where, you know, you start looking at areas out of your comfort zone, out of your reach, out of your day-to-day basis. Like if you are in identities, you are looking at data security. If you are in data security, now you're looking at risk and compliance. If you are in risk and compliance, maybe you can, you know, reach out and figure out what's happening in DevOps or DevSecOps so that your perspective broadens up. And when I was that engineer, I always thought about how do I get, you know, get one step further. And one thing which helped me was looking at the work which I am doing and putting perspective on that work. Like this work I am doing for securing certain identities in my consumer space, what does that mean to the whole business? Where does my work fit in to the whole security paradigm in my own organization? As far as skills are concerned, I feel like there are three most important things I feel cloud security engineers need to be always aware of these days. Number one is like, they should be focused on figuring out how automation works. Because security engineers are very less in number and the security incidents and the logs and the data are like a lot. So there are millions of events going on everyday basis if you are working for an enterprise which has good amount of scale on internet. So you have lots of transaction going on. There might be lots of events and alerts coming in. So to handle all of them is not possible through a handful of security engineers. So if you can have the ability to look at those logs in a certain way that you can put automation on top of that, that makes you that engineer which will be sought after. The data is the centerpiece of figuring out whether what kind of risks, threats you have in your system. And if you know how to interpret data and write tools on it or use contemporary machine learning models on it, you can definitely add a lot of value in your own skill set. apart from obviously all the skills around cloud security, which is identities, data security, logging and monitoring forensics, which I assume the experienced person is already dealing with on day-to-day basis when they encounter different issues in their own enterprise.
Sure. The perfect lead on from this then is they're the key skills you'd recommend, the senior or kind of 3+ years of experience within cloud security, those types of individuals. What would you share as your most effective strategies for those candidates to then grab the attention of hiring managers in such a specialized field? Is it that breadth that they need?
Yes. So it's a very good question. And I want to give very specific answer to this based on my own experiences. I feel like in today's world, when you're working in an organization, in an enterprise, most of the security engineers are just drowned under Jira tickets, for ad hoc tasks. And they are just whole day, they're just dealing with one thing to another, like approving, adding a user to a security group, from that kind of issues to making sure the certificates are not expiring. And the reports are downloaded fine and they are going to the required persons in their management. So all these tasks take a lot of their time. The engineers who are in this zone, 3 to 4 year zone, I feel like they need to think a little bit out of the box. They should they should approach security learnings from backwards. Like, for example, I try to find an exploit and then figure that exploit out and work backwards to learn the concepts. Like, for example, there are a couple of breaches happened last couple of months. Like, one was Okta, another one is Mercedes. Both of them are very similar, where their access tokens were exposed in Git repos and the attackers got hold of that and then, get into the corporate systems within these enterprises. So this is a news, you can just either take it and leave it at, okay, the access token is stolen. But if you go a little deep and you try to understand what is access token, how it was stolen, how did people know about it, and what will you do to secure it? And what happens if you know that the token is stolen? You will see a lot of concepts reveal in front of you and you will learn faster. And I feel like with a lot of tutorials and YouTube videos and certifications, these are good, but they are good enough to give you the context, but they don't give you the intuition. Of course, if you have experience, you have intuition to understand what's going on. But if you don't have experience, what you do to mimic that experience, work backwards. Take the exploits, break them, and then understand the concepts. For me, I feel like having someone who is doing it, because most people in the industries are taking very conventional approach to learning cloud security, which is at superficial level good enough. But when you go a little deeper, you find yourself not having lots of tools in your armory. So probably have someone who is having such kind of initiatives, some projects, where you can work together with that mentor. And while doing that, make sure you are either creating some kind of project on your own, which implement those concepts, and be always little quirky or out of the box so that it's your solutions are not just bland and you're thinking, you're pushing yourself a little more. This space is not rigid. You cannot learn some skills and just be successful in it.
I've got an interesting follow-on question actually from that. And you talk about creating projects to better your intuition. For hiring managers, is it the speed of thought or the innovation in thinking which is more important? When you've got a hiring manager, let's say proposing a scenario, will they be looking for a great quick response or an incredible innovative response?
A quick answer does not make a lot of difference. A strategy or some direction, if you are providing to that discussion, adds a lot of value, because most of the interviews, you probably will never have the right answer. Because if a hiring manager is asking you a contextual a question, giving you a situation, it is always subjective. And it will always be, the response will always be a direction. So I feel like before you jump onto a thought, if something comes to your head organically and you feel like it is in aligned with your experience and you experienced in the past, that's great. You just say it, but you don't make it up. You don't do it for just sake of giving a quick response. The intent should not be that. Intent should be like, you are thinking what direction you're going to take this discussion to as a storyteller. And if you think like that, you will automatically start building the dots and creating the circle rather than reaching to a response or a conclusion, because security is not a conclusive discussion.
So with that, and this leads on perfectly actually, how do you recommend busy professionals, those at the top, continuously integrate learning and upskilling into their schedules?
I struggled with this this part a lot when I, like 5-6 years back when I was working as an engineer, and it was a very experimental journey for my own self. And now I reached to a place after certain years where I figured one thing, that you need to build awareness, not the skill. Skill will come, but you need to start building an awareness. This is the crux: what work you are doing, where it is fitting, how it is serving the industry, and how it is fitting in the whole ecosystem. Once you start looking at your work from that direction, you will start thinking and imagining that whatever work you're going to do in a day-to-day basis, if your perspective changes, your learnings will automatically come to you. You don't have to look for anything else outside. For example, if I learned about an attack and I figured out, you know, what tactics were used, what can be the solution, I try to make, like, I try to document it in a video form or in or a blog form. When I do that, in that process, when I'm going to communicate that process or concept to the audience, I look at it from audience perspective and I automatically start learning new things, creating new patterns in my own brain about cloud security. One thing you can do for achieving that in a quantifiable way is to be part of communities of like-minded, similar experienced people, or join newsletters and communities of, you know, mentors who are in this space, experienced, and they are ready and willing to share their weekly bites with you. My whole intent is to create the community of niche engineers teaching cloud security and showing them the perspective which can take their experience forward like 2 to 3 years. Like, you bring your experience of current work and I'm going to put you on certain projects and I'm going to show you things in certain manner, because I know what stage of career you are in at this point. I'm not going to throw you tutorials or you know, blogs or stuff like that. I'm going to provide you those insights. I'm bringing those kinds of projects and boot camps. I have a 10 part, you know, assignment where we will build 10 small projects where each project will cover a couple of important concepts in cloud security. And those projects are crafted in such a manner that, okay, if you implement this or if you make this little project, you will get to know identities, you will get to know data protection, and you're going to automate both of them. So that's how I'm going to be thinking and working with these engineers.
It sounds like the benefits that you've received and recognized is that one-to-one or one-to-five mentorship, where you can really get close and understand the thought patterns behind decision making, right?
In that manner, I can focus on their careers more specifically and, you know, do the justice to what they are thinking, what their mindset is, at what stage their career is, what their team is saying, how they're communicating within team, what are they lacking. So I want to be that one-point person for these 3-4 engineers at one time, where they can reflect their ideas through me and I can understand their perspective, not from some friend or some colleague's perspective, but a guy who is like 10 years into that career and seen all that and, you know, build all these teams which they're already working in. So I feel like that is a great value add. Like if you have that perspective with me for 2 to 3 months on very regular basis, you will add lots onto your own career. So I feel like that is the takeaway. And I feel like it is natural for me to give that because I have spent a lot of time learning it, going through it. And I got it after a lot of, you know, struggle and stuff.
It sounds really, really interesting. And I look forward to hearing some success stories. It's about 6 months down the line when everything is really is kicked off. I guess someone with your knowledge, understanding of the industry and the developments that kind of within it, there's probably no better mentor or kind of tutor to work from or work with. But are there any kind of virtual methods of learning, maybe YouTube channels out there that people can come to and or can watch and engage with alongside what you're doing, just to give again that another perspective? Like you talked about the importance of perspective. Is there something that they can kind of mirror and learn from there?
Virtually, if you want to learn cloud security, you start with the AWS certifications. And you learn about the services and what they do and what features are. Then you need to go one step up because just certifications won't let you in this very competitive market. You need more context around your learnings. So I feel like there are lots of virtual resources available on internet where you can run workshops and immersion days and many things actually. They are available in form, some are available free, some are available with some subscriptions. So I can guide engineers figuring those virtual resources.
Can you think of one example where you say, do you know what, this is a resource that I would help you access? So when people are listening to this segment, okay, I've got that. Now I want Amit to help me work with that to get better.
So I feel like AWS exposes some workshops. There are many workshops in AWS. I need to check which ones are free. There was a person which I'm following on LinkedIn. He's also into cloud security space. And he started an initiative called Security Labs a Week. So I feel like those kind of resources can be a good value addition to your career, where you can go and access that lab on weekly basis, do whatever it requires you to do and learn those concepts. So I feel like AWS workshops and Security Lab a Week.
We've kind of touched on the 3+ years of experience and, you know, all the way up to 10 years and get into the next step of the ladder, maybe in a traditional and a non-traditional sense, whether that be, you know, looking to go to CISO, CTOs, senior security engineers, or whether that's almost like a lateral move and giving yourself greater breadth of skill set. But for those starting on their journey in cybersecurity, maybe those that have graduated or have done internships or whatever, what foundational steps do you recommend they take to set themselves apart at the beginning?
So if you are a beginner in cloud security and you want to make a career out of it, always remember cloud security or security is not a end service or end product. Cloud security or security is an enabler of the business, enabler of where it is required. For example, if you are running an AWS infrastructure, you need cloud security because you are running a cloud, AWS cloud. You know, start with having a certification like AWS Cloud Practitioner, that would be the first certification. Maybe go on and get Cloud Solution Architect Associate. That's your first step into your cloud journey. Before getting into cloud security, now the next step is, I feel, once you know the basics of the cloud and you build some very fundamental projects, try to learn how you can build solutions in cloud. Like how can you just set up a website in cloud? From end to end, and then go to secure it. And in that process, you start learning cloud security. Work on this for like month and a half solid to build a project based on your learnings and apply cloud security concepts on that. Because there are so many things in this paradigm that you can easily get lost in all of those things. So once you start building the project, you will learn what things you like the most. So maybe some people like single sign-on, implementing single sign-on better than encrypting the data. So if you feel that in your heart, maybe you can just go for figuring out the identity and access management. If you are good in data protection, you can just start a job in there. Then you start building your perspective and skills around the services and create a full picture. So I feel like go for basic trainings, basic certifications. I can curate that for you, or it's easily findable.
Gotcha. The proof's very much in the pudding. My last question to you is, are there any specific tools that you recommend individuals picking up, or is there an order to prioritize? I guess it depends which niche and which kind of area you're working in, but which would you recommend?
There are tons of tools. And again, for experienced professionals, this is, again, going to be a whole different discussion, because security is not one directional thing. Within security, you have application security, you have infrastructure security, you have network security, you have risk, you have compliance, you have governance, you have identity management, you have many functions. Let's take an example of maybe DevOps. So if you are an engineer who has been assigned to secure supply chain, and you are working with application teams, and you are securing their CI/CD pipelines. So you should be aware of all the tools which go into scan the code statically, dynamically, what kind of tools you need to scan the containers on runtime, what kind of tools you need to scan your infrastructure as a code modules, and figure out your compliance problems at runtime. So the tools, like one such tool, if you see, is Access Analyzer, the AWS Access Analyzer, which can, for example, if you are a cloud engineer and you are pushing some policies in the production, and you know, pushing a policy in a production is not an easy thing. You need to go through a review process, and somebody will review it, and it will go through assessment whether this is, you know, following a least privilege access model or not, because one policy push can actually give a very big attack area for a hacker. So basically, you need tools for such things. If you are an engineer, you cannot just rely on your gut at that time. So for that time, probably you need something like Access Analyzer, which can plug into your CI/CD pipelines, and then on runtime, scan your policy and tell you whether you are doing it right or not. Similarly, you know, there are a plethora of products which do different things, like how do you handle a single sign-on from Okta to AWS. For that, you need to understand how SAML and SCIM works, and then you work on top of that what kind of tools you require. Similarly, if you go in more deep into it, these days, I'll tell you a great example, because we are in an era of generative AI, and generative AI is paving way for many technologies. If you are a cloud engineer there, and you're working with an application team who are running a lot of Java applications, which are running on older versions, and the enterprise has a need of upgrading the Java applications to newer version. If you go via conventional ways, it's going to take weeks, if not months. But you know, if you are aware of new tools in market, like for example, Amazon has released a product called Q and Code Whisper, which can which use generative AI to scan your code, and then it will automatically upgrade your code from version 8 to version 17. So this is such a big win. I feel like this is, in enterprises today, this probably would be the instant use case of Gen AI, even before chat bots. So because it directly improves the developer productivity by like days. Like you have, if you have 20 Java apps and you need to upgrade them all, it will take a lot of time and a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But now you have a tool which will just read your code, and it is so intelligent to just upgrade it. So The tools coming in generative AI, be aware of them in security space and in general space, because they all gonna, you know, converge at one point. You can use these tools to instantly write code, instantly debug code, instantly transform code. And it is a big win. Like it can bring you influence. If you go to your application team and say, oh, I can upgrade your code within like a day, they are going to take it.
Someone's going to faint. The increase in productivity, obviously there's a long-term debate about coders and software developers and how, you know, how redundant they might be. But for the time being, it's going to be a support tool, isn't it?
We are at a stage, I use AI quite a lot in my day-to-day basis. I feel like the AI has improved my own productivity quite a lot. At this point, I don't think AI is here to replace people, especially engineers. But AI adds a lot of might to your value. If you know how to use the products coming up, you can add a lot of might and you can do a lot of things very easy. Even if I talk about Amazon Q, even if you use it, it is not gonna be 100%, you know, like it doesn't need your involvement at all. It will do job for you, but it will do it for you like 70%. You still need 30% of human intervention to finish that stuff. But that 30% is today. I'm not speculating about future, but I still feel like the AI is going to add value to engineers, not reduce their jobs. I still feel there are lots and lots of positions which needs to be filled within security. I feel like the need of engineers are quite huge. And I feel like if there are 10 application developers and they need like 5 engineers who can support them, there is only one available.
So there you go. Your job is safe for now. Thank you once again, Amit, there, for joining us. And that's a wrap for one of our shorter spin-off episodes today. We'll be making these Q&A episodes shorter, sweeter, and packed with even more value going forward. But for now, please let us know what you think on any of our social channels or our streaming platforms too. Until next time.